He's going to put his thing down, and you're going to flip it and reverse it.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. Let's get it.
Your love is fading.
Now, it's Jason and John's producer, Brad, sucks at sports gambling segment.
Brad, you suck at this.
My man Carson is the worst gambler I've ever heard, bro.
It's time to fade Brad. Fade Brad on 92.9.
Three playoff games, three losers that Brad is going to hand out. Start with the Phoenix Suns at Minnesota Timberwolves. Timberwolves minus three after their resounding game one victory. Brad, what's our handicap of this one?
Well, as you know, the game is at 6:30 tonight on TNT. That's the first fun fact I can give in my analysis. Second one is that the T-Wolves looking pretty good in this series. That's why they're a favorite, I would assume. But Kevin Durant lurks. Old-ass Kevin Durant. I'm rolling
I thought a stat nugget was coming, and it sounded like a little prep, which would have been strange,
nope.
But it didn't
nope.
come.
No.
You're doing this off the cuff.
Off the rip. That's good. The goal. We're trying to... But and this is my honest opinion, though.
Kevin Durant?
If Suns are going to win or even stay in this series, they actually have to win, I think, tonight. And so I am going with the Suns plus 3.5 in Minnesota. They win one on the road. They steal a game tonight at 6:30 on TNT. Give me Suns plus the 3.5 points.
All right. So, again, you know, you are now you're running so bad that you're adding hooks to the bets. We're going by FanDuel, which is plus three minus 110.
It was plus 3.5 when I looked earlier.
Well, it changes, brother. I mean, that's the beauty of
it. Well, see, they like what I'm doing.
The market loves it, so you're going to have to bet this at plus three minus 110, Brad.
All right.
We're going by current FanDuel lines. We can't be going by 1999 lines, all right?
Plus three?
Plus three minus 110.
Wait, I'll go plus three.
All right, Brad does not...
By the way, all of these you'll have to adjust because these are from a few hours ago.
Okay, so I'll read them.
Thank you.
Right? And then you can just, if it changes your opinion, which I feel like it might, you know, just sort of go from there. But it's not really super drastic. So Brad's first pick today is Phoenix Suns plus three minus 10. That would mean you would be betting the Minnesota Timberwolves.
You
to
know
fade
what
him.
To do.
Okay.
Minnesota minus three.
All right, 7:30. The Milwaukee Bucks up 1-0 in the series against the Indiana Pacers. The Bucks at FanDuel right now minus one, minus 110 over Tyrese Halliburton and the Pacers.
I've heard many in the gambling industry say things like, "This is essentially a pick'em." It's not a pick'em because there's a line of one here, right?
It's essentially a pick'em.
Okay, so you back me up. See, I'm
it's
not even an expert,
a
my guy.
I've learned that, too. When it's one and a half, John calls it a pick'em.
Essentially
it's
a pick'em.
Essentially a pick'em.
I really like the Pacers to bounce back here tonight. I also like that they're getting a point.
Okay.
So give me Pacers plus one.
All right, Pacers plus one to even the series
Halliburton.
Up.
Halliburton.
Olympian.
Yes, Olympian Tyrese Halliburton. I liked Halliburton.
Iowa State Cyclone.
Iowa State Cyclone. The problem is Milwaukee hampered in the series.
Milwaukee hampered in the series.
They're hampered in the series, and I suspect that they will come down to earth with their backups and their secondary players outside of Giannis
all right.
tonight. And thus, Pacers plus one.
A Doc Rivers fade from Brad Carson. I'll tell you what time. It ain't in the Brad Carson household. It ain't Dame time over there. So he likes the Pacers plus one. That means if you are fading Brad, you will go Bucks as a home favorite minus one.
7:30 on NBA TV.
Titillating, scintillating, if you ask me. All right, and then finally, 9:00 Central Time, and this is going to be different than what's on your sheet, Brad.
All right.
Los Angeles Clippers minus 1.5.
Whoa.
Hosting the Dallas Mavericks.
That's
in
a
game
drastic
two.
Shift from when I looked.
Yes, it is.
What's happened? Help me at least.
Kawhi Leonard was at shoot around.
That it is, because the Mavericks were favored earlier.
Yes.
Yep.
That's a 3-point swing from 2 hours ago.
Yes.
Just by one guy.
Kawhi Leonard,
coming to a damn shoot-around?
Correct.
Forget that. Forget that he was at that shoot-around. Dallas needs the game, boys and girls. Give me the points in Dallas.
So
I had Dallas all along, even as a favorite. Yeah. I like them even more now.
All right, so... Dallas plus...
Because you're giving me points.
Yes.
You're giving
me
points.
You
Jason's shaking his head.
Yeah.
You're giving me points. I was going to take him regardless.
Yes. Dallas plus 1.5 minus 110. So, again, you would be fading that. You'd take the Clippers minus 1.5 minus 110. I'm going to be completely honest with you, Brad. I think you're going 0-3 again.
No.
I think you're going 0-3 again.
All right,
now,
so
you didn't think that yesterday.
I did not think that yesterday.
You had a couple you were with me on.
I thought 1-2.
And he did.
Like 1-2, 2-1, right? I think this is the only one that I think that you might be right on is Phoenix.
Phoenix plus three.
Yeah, you might be right on that one.
And I think that it'll be within the margin here, even if the Timberwolves, you know, somehow scrape this one out.
I think you're wrong about Clippers and Bucks. I think you're wrong about the results in that. What do you think?
You think the Clippers roll tonight?
Roll.
With Kawhi back.
I think Dallas has to answer.
You have to answer.
Kawhi or not, I actually think he's right on that one.
I think Kawhi coming back changes the series, and I don't know how the Mavs answer. But, I mean, it's a 1.5-point spread. I mean, anything could happen. It's not like it's a huge gap here. But
he's done has amazed us every night.
Yes.
Because by going above and beyond.
What's going on?
Including last night.
What have you learned about yourself?
I'm terrible at gambling. But I knew that prior to the bid.
You knew that.
You didn't have to inform me
that.
So did
you learn anything else? Have you learned anything else?
You should bet the opposite of what I tell you, obviously.
Yes.
Sports betting is hard.
I think
the NBA is in freaking impossible to bet.
Do you watch these games with knowing that you have sort of faux action on them, or you don't?
When I can, I watch them. Like, I watch the late games usually if I'm getting back from baseball. Like, we had a game in South Haven tonight, so I'm going to be there till friggin' 9 o'clock with two bats. I mean, they're playing JV and
varsity you'll watch some of the Clippers
games. I'll get that Mavs-Clips game. And actually, that's the most interesting tonight if Kawhi's going to play.
I can just tell you, I've noticed, and this is a cool thing, Jason is more invested knowing that, you know, his ass, you're not betting it, but like just watching to see, like, does
I'm,
Brad.
I'm considering jumping in, though. Because
you know
this
what? I don't know about that,
so,
Jason.
I know. I don't want to throw
there's
off the
karma
I
involved.
I know, because I don't want to throw the mojo off.
I think, look, again.
But John jumped in last night. He jumped on you with a.
Made money last night?
Yeah, I had the Caps. Yeah, Cavs minus five. And I'm going to bet the Bucks.
And he
again.
Almost did the Lakers with.
Yeah, I'm
going to
bet, the Bucks.
And you're not. Okay, now I have to
and
ask
he
you.
He didn't mess it up.
You're
my
not just saying I'm going to go on three because you think you're going to. You legitimately think that.
Yeah,
and I want you to think that because that means you'd be a winner if you're going against.
Again, I think you could go 1-2, but I think you're on the wrong side.
And
with
1-2
Bucks
still
Pacers.
Pays. If
1-2, you're making money.
You're an
you're
up.
Fading.
You're up.
Yeah, yeah, exactly right.
Yeah, you'd still be 12.
And again,
12-4.
Yeah,
we have to
He's
remind
11
folks,
and two. If you're 2-11 for him, but our listeners 11-2.
2-11 if you're betting the opposite,
mark.
Which is the goal. You're 11-2.
So, yeah, if he goes 1-2,
he's 12-4.
Yeah, it'd be 12-3, right? Yeah.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, it's opposite. 12-3.
If you're new to the show, though, and this is the first time you've heard bet against Brad, fade Brad, the idea is not to parlay these. Because parlays, you have to be perfect. And we're not going for perfection. We're just going for pluses.
I'm glad you did this as a public service announcement again. Because, we had apparently two people that still parlayed.
Don't do that.
Your picks last night. Yes, and they won. It worked out. But we're not suggesting
you
do that.
This is not a parlay.
Bet them individually.
Yeah, individual bets.
It's hard for Brad to go perfect.
Like, okay, so like, I'll just use.
Don't do that.
This is how I would structure it if I'm like, you know, the average person. Let's say you want to bet $30 on a 3-game parlay, right? 10, 10, 10.
Yeah, let's go 10, 10, 10.
Okay. 10, 10, 10. It doesn't, it's not going to pay plus 620, right?
Right.
But plus 620 is not going to pay.
Yeah.
Like, most of the time.
I mean, like almost none of the time will it do that,
is
right?
Is that what last night's would have been? If
it was
that
like
the
602.
Odds if you
it
put
was
602.
Together?
Wow.
So 100 would have paid, you know,
wow.
702.
And it wasn't just the guy that reached out to you on Twitter. John had one,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I had one, too.
You had another one.
DM'd him that parlayed your picks.
And it's a little spooky how many people are gambling. It's no wonder all these ads are wrong.
Everybody's looking for the edge, and you provide them with one.
You do. It's hip to be square.
I'm just being honest.
Yeah.
It's amazing how this has worked out.
It's really strange.
You couldn't have written a script like a movie, a Disney movie, where it starts like this.
You know, gamble
this
at your own risk.
We've done two gambling segments, like, seriously, with other people, not me. First one was your dad, who got off to a sizzling start.
Yeah, he was
less
college football. And it was much sort of like you. He didn't know the players' names.
Yeah.
And he got off to a great start. And you have gotten off to a sizzling start for our audience. And we structured it in a way like, hey, don't tail Brad. Fade him.
Mm-hmm.
So we
don't do that.
Over the 8 years we've been doing the show, even before gambling was mainstream, you know, we have provided a service.
Now, I'll have you know that even though my father got mixed up on names, he was doing a great deal of prep. And so comparing it to what Brad
Fair
is
enough.
Doing, that's unfair
opposite.
To Leslie.
You know,
he was doing, and in fact, he felt so much pressure with the prep. that he quit after a couple of years. Only asking for 3 to 4 picks a week, that
you're
was
right.
still too much for the old man.
That's
because,
right.
Because, again,
true
he
enough.
Was preparing
true
beforehand.
Enough.
Well, and maybe at the end, preparing too much.
That's true. That's
he should
true.
Have taken
yes.
more of Brad's
yes,
approach.
Yes, he did. He took it. He took it seriously.
He did,
as
way
a,
too serious.
As a job.
I do not take it seriously, and I know we want to get to Nick Friedell, but when Dan asked me to do this job, it wasn't based on sports knowledge. It was because I run radio stations. So people assume that I'm like some sports guru. Frankly, it's the opposite. Not much of a sports guru.
Well, we have turned it into a magic power.
It's a superpower of not knowing
that
stuff.
Help that benefits our listeners.
Exactly
you
right.
Guys are,
and so
you
it's
guys
a
are
win.
Amazing.
It's a win. You're losing, but we're winning. The
there
show's
you
winning. Our listeners are winning.
The show's
and in
winning.
Turn, you're winning as a program
okay.
director and everything.
Yeah, it all comes full circle.
The show is winning.